A city audit of the Honolulu Zoo found a more than $650,000 discrepancy in its finances and found other problems. But city officials say the audit's findings are dated and changes have already been made. The latest review by the Office of the City Auditor began in 2016, when the zoo lost its accreditation from the International Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The loss not only hurt the zoo's reputation, but also hindered its breeding and importation of exotic animals. The audit found the Zoo Society, a nonprofit that helps support the zoo, claimed to have given it more than $850,000 in contributions between 2015 and 2017. But the zoo only received a portion of that. The difference, $658,000, is unaccounted for. Here's Acting City Auditor Troy Shimasaki.
We looked at what the zoo itself or Department of Enterprise Services' responsibility was to track that money, and there just simply was no attempt to do that. There were no controls in place. So no, we don't know what happened to that money. Either the Zoo Society kept it, reprogrammed it, we don't know. But from the audit perspective, we certainly can confirm that the zoo itself did not receive that money.
Shimasaki says if the zoo did receive those funds, it could have addressed other issues, such as maintenance and staffing.
One of the biggest takeaways from our audit is that there really was no formal maintenance program at the zoo to identify the priority areas and to program both resources and a timetable to correct them. It was very reactionary.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell says the audit is dated, and a lot of changes have been made since 2017, including the hiring of a new zoo director. But the Department of Enterprise Services, the city agency that oversees the zoo, agreed with the audit's findings and recommendations. Deputy Director Tracy Kubota says the department was aware of the zoo's issues.
Over the last 3 years, we did numerous improvements, roofing upgrades, exhibit upgrades, improvements to the holding and sleeping quarters for a lot of our animals. We have a whole laundry list of things that we've done to address rust mitigation, refurbishing of walls, ADA walkways, sidewalk repairs.
Kubota says DES also put systems in place to streamline maintenance reporting and projects. Auditor Shimasaki says it seems like the zoo and DES are making improvements, but had these words for city officials.
We just want to continue to caution DES and the mayor that some of the shortfalls that we identified could occur again if proper attention is not given to some of these concerns.
The Association of Zoos and Aquariums is scheduled to visit the zoo next month to determine whether the improvements are enough for reaccreditation. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.